Also this week, we've heard news that maybe on the subject of big breakthroughs, we might be looking or staring in the face a contraceptive pill for men in the not-too-distant future. And by not-too-distant future, we're talking scientific timescales. That means about 10 years away. But Carl White and his colleagues, he's a researcher at Monash University in Australia, he's published a paper this week in the journal PNAS, where they have found a way to render, at least in mice, but they think this should work in humans too, male mice infertile, but without targeting the production of sperm. Now, one of the big worries about oral contraceptives is that in a male, sperm are made throughout an individual's lifetime. And therefore, to stop sperm production, you've got to interfere with the process that's giving rise to cells dividing. Now, that's different from what goes on in a female body, because a female is born with all of the future eggs in the ovary pre-made, and they're then used across reproductive life. So all you're doing when you're taking the oral contraceptive as a female, is you're stopping the ovary releasing or maturing an egg. So when people have tried to use the same sort of hormone trick in males, it hasn't worked, and there have been all kinds of rather nasty side effects, cancers and various things like that. What this group have done is to say, well, is there a way we can actually stop the sperm leaving the body? Could that be the answer? So their approach was to look at the vas deferens, which are the tubes that connect the testes to the urethra, and they're the route by which the sperm comes out of the testes and then gets out of the body. And these tubes are lined with muscle, and the muscle is supplied by nerve fibres that become active and fire impulses into these tubes when sexual activity takes place. And the nerves talk to the muscles using two different types of chemical docking stations, receptors. One of them is called a P2X1 receptor. The other is called an alpha 1A adrenergic receptor. And what they found by making mice that lacked both of these receptors, these male mice were totally incapable of fathering any offspring. And when they took the sperm out of the mice testes, because the mice were still making sperm, they were able to do the mouse equivalent of IVF and fertilize eggs and make healthy mouse pups, proving that this trick doesn't impair production or viability of sperm. It just stops the sperm getting out of the body. So they're saying if we have a drug that can block both of these receptor types in the human, then we should be able to render a human temporarily infertile.
So it really is a first step, isn't it? But the idea is in place. Whether it can take forwards into humans, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, very interesting.
There are already drugs for the alpha-1 adrenergic receptor. They're already on the market for other things. The P2X1 receptor, there are no drugs for that. And so we're going to have to invent one. It may take 10 years. The slight downside is these receptors are not only found in the urogenital system. They're in the vasculature and other tissues throughout the body. They do things like control blood pressure. So there is a small risk they could have side effects elsewhere in the body, but they looked at that in their mice and they didn't really see any. So they think it's very promising.
Yeah, very promising. Excellent. Thanks, Chris.